Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Rogers, look! I'm you!
Jake from State Farm. You couldn't find a standard that looked anything like me?
Have you seen mine?
Like looking in a mirror, right?
Now, that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm.
Like a good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor.
Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. We're on air live, broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. And press 1 to interact with me, the Magic Man, or like they say, to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I also like to begin my shows by giving thanks to everyone who tuned in to me, the Magic Man, host of We Will Aware You, from my opening night to this night. Thank you so much for everyone who offered their prayers during the time I was facing some of the challenges in this world. That's one of the things that we all going to face at some time. So I definitely want to let you know my heartfelt gratitude is always with you, okay? And I also want to welcome any and all new listeners. This is one of the most important advancements that I have given of my broadcast career, soon to be 4 years with this great network. And shout out to Mr. Larry Shepard, who also opened the doors for me through VPN Network. Okay, so tonight we will aware you on this particular advancement. Like I say, no more time for lessons, but the lesson is a step backwards. I'm want us to get into the game of life. Now, there's all kind of theories that people have. If you religious, then you got different forms on how life began and all of that. And that's not what the Magic Man is even trying to address tonight. You got to do that on your own time. To the faith-based community, the Magic Man have nothing but the utmost respect and divine love for all of us, because it takes a very special breed of people, a person, individuals as well as the collective, to have faith in something that, on the most part, a lot of people have yet to have their own personal experience. So when I'm talking about the game of life, I'm not even talking about religiously, even though you heard me say it many times, but for anyone who doubts, I have no issue with your particular religious faith. That's not what the Magic Man is here. And that's one of the things in this game, like any other game, that a lot of people try to play with each other. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, tonight the Magic Man Haru is going to cut through the chase. Okay? No more time for these games. It's too late. Many of our people have given up on life itself. I deal with the game because there's certain rules in this life that the average person wasn't even taught. Okay? So tonight, I'm going to spill some beans as DJ Olasky do what he do, what he's blessed to do, by providing the sound therapy selections through these interludes and through these breaks, because it's very, very important, because we need time and space to absorb, especially if you are listening to me for the very first time, or even if you have been listening to me from my opening night tonight. I don't want you to just hear me. I want you to be able to shut your eyes if you have to. I want you to be able to feel the Magic Man where I'm going at tonight. These games has got to stop. And a lot of us have been playing the game and not even knowing there's a set of rules some people are using. Meanwhile, other people don't have any idea, not even a Sherlock Holmes clue at all, about what the rules are. So through this alluded time, we're going to have a great time. We got good music that's playing, okay? And I'm going to get into some specifics, because that's exactly what we need now. No theatrics on this one here, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break of this sound therapy that DJ Olasky is going to surprise us all with. Right, and then when we come back, I'm going to get into some untold rules that I want to share with all of us. Share this with everyone. Thank you.
I was hanging around with nothing else to do. It's about time that I found something new. The answer is you.
Absolutely smooth, loving the sounds. Welcome back. We will aware you, listening audience who's tuning in tonight. And remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. And you press 1 to join the conversation, as always, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And shout out to the new sponsorship. And tonight, there's a highlight of State Farm. Okay, now, so let's get into this. Rules of the game. Now, these rules that you're about to hear is not the type of rules that man and mankind who have set a certain type of rules where only some people can make it, a few others will, right? And these rules isn't equal under all circumstances, and they don't apply to all people. But these type of rules that the Magic Man is going to share with you applies to each one of us, because we're tapping into what most people call universal law, or as I like to say, unified law, which is a better word to use. Remember that. That's a key word right there, unified law, okay? And that's what these rules are set by. Are y'all not just hearing me but feeling me out there, listening audience? And these set of rules, when you get to a point, right, and I'm not telling you anything that I haven't experienced my own self many different times. In this life, in regards to wherever you at, however you got here, like I say, you know, there's many, many different versions on why we got here, okay? And that's not what the Magic Man is here to address tonight, okay? What I'm here to address is while we're here, then we got to deal with the hands that we're dealt. And oftentimes, we're not dealt a fair hand, okay? But through unified law, when you get to the point, each one of us, right? When you get to a point that you're about ready to give up on life, a lot of us don't realize this. I had to learn this, y'all. So hear me close, because this is the key point. When you give up on life, about ready or at the end of your rope, to the point where you can't take it no more, through unified law, something unique happens. You're making a demand through unified law, and unified law have to obey. It's not like man and mankind's law where they want to pick and choose on who they want to help and who get justice and who don't. Are y'all feeling me out there? I don't want y'all just to hear me tonight, okay? Shout out to those sisters that was on my Spiritual Daughters show last night. Congratulations to you as well. And everyone who's tuning in to tonight's show, We Will Aware You, I want you to listen to this while it's live and direct. I want you to download this when it's archived, and I want you to share this with as many people as you possibly can, because you got a lot of people that's giving up on life. Some of the people that's very, very close to us. Y'all know who I'm talking about. In this game of life that the Magic Man Haru is doing my best to give an advancement on tonight, is when you get to the point where you're not taking this anymore. You're not accepting this abuse anymore. You're not wasting your time or just listening to the lies that people continue to say out of their mouth without the actions to back it. This is a critical point on one hand, but it's a turning point on the other. Some of you who's tuning in tonight have been there, who have walked that walk, who have been at the end of your rope, or so you thought. And you made that demand. You called out to the creative force in regards to whatever you call on in your religious belief. Like I said, Magic Man's not here to wrestle with you about that. That's a God game that a lot of human beings, man and mankind, play, okay? Because those of us who know divine truth, divine law applies to each one of us. Why do you think I use the phrase so much, all in all? Because through religion and through God games, people want to throw these names out there, right? And again, I'm not having any issue with that. That's not what the Magic Man is addressing tonight, on who you choose to call on as your higher power, right? But what I'm here to say to you tonight, if you are listening to this advancement, and I'm talking about the game of life, is when you get to that point or when you're ready to give up, something unique happens on one hand, and then there's a turning point on the other hand. You're making a demand, a serious demand. And when you do this, like I said before, unified law have to obey you. And I'm not telling you anything that I haven't experienced my own self. We're going to take another break when I come back, because I know some of us who's listening tonight have also walked that path. It's a lonely road, y'all. And that's where the most critical point that the enemy in any and all forms want us at. They want us at our lowest and lonely state, to the point where we can't even think anymore. What became come so hard to even breathe, to the point where we don't even care to exist anymore. That's the state what the enemy in any and all forms use to their advantage and to our disadvantage. So DJ Olasky, faithfully, you are feeling the magic man tonight. I'm definitely feeling this the sound therapy tunes that you're playing tonight. Okay? So I want to see what you got next, sir.
What? like we're always going through changes, living in confusion.
Man, you know what? This is real tonight, y'all. A lot of people is giving up, and faithfully, tonight we'll be able to catch people who's at that crucial point. We got caller number one in queue as I continue to share some of these rules of the game that a lot of people don't know about. So this is very, very important. So anyway, caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Magic Man, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm doing great, especially for one of the realest players that I have come to know in these years. Thank you so much for being number one to call. I appreciate all that you do. And listening audience, this is a real player in this game of life. Jerry Petito, let the people the way your audience know who and what you are, if you don't mind, so they can also support your show.
I have the Jerry Petito Show. It was this past Tuesday, so I'm on the same week as Hunivac, and it's 9:30, and it's awesome. O&E is awesome. And I love what you're saying. I'm listening to you. I have recovery calls at 10:10, so I'm glad I got on. But, you know, I just want to support you because you know how I feel about you.
I know you do, and you support me in a lot of different ways. And listening audience, this is a real player in this game of life. As I share with some of these unified rules, every once in a while in my personal life, a lot of times I was at my most crucial points, and trust me, I've been there many, many times. And all in all, as I like to call on, and like I said before, you call on who you choose to call on. The Magic Man don't have no issue with that, okay? But, Jerry, before you go, not only are you an author and you revised your book, and you was able to overcome one of the greatest addictions. That's what real players is about. And being that you are a player in this game of life, can you share something, either a portion of your poem or just a few words
sure.
to the listening audience tonight in this game of life?
Well, I wasn't prepared with any poems, but I do want to share something. I want to give people out there some hope and encouragement because it doesn't matter what your struggle is. Okay, we all have struggles, right? We all know that. And it could be any addiction. It could be food. It could be our minds. It could be our thoughts. Whatever our struggles are, financial, like whatever it is, guys, make decisions to give it up. Like I give it up to God, right? Give it up because I don't ever want to continue to go through life like I did years ago. I'll be, Hoonie, it'll be 30 years, July 27th, and I'm going to have a show that I changed my life 30 years ago. And if I had to rely on me, I would be gone today. I would be dead. So I had to put my faith in something greater. There's a little rhyme for you. Put your faith in something greater. Do it now. Don't wait till later. There you go. Because,
man,
right? Because,
I love it.
You know, if we have to rely on ourselves, listen, I need to know somebody out there bigger and better than me is watching over me, and that's what got me through.
I love it. And we will, the way you listen to the audience, also love that. Thank you so much, Jerry, for pressing that one and coming on and sharing those thoughts with me, the Magic Man. Okay, so
love you.
I continue... Love you, too. As I continue to share with all of us tonight about these rules that a lot of people never even heard of, much respect to Jerry Petito and what she said. This is something I have learned, and now that I'm 53 years young, spending time in reverse, right? One of the things that I know that many of us are sent to other people during their time of need. And again, I reflect on last night's show. And like I said before, if you didn't hear me, if you're just tuning in, you definitely want to not just download tonight's show, but go back and download the show that was on last night. Matter of fact, even download each show because each host here at O&E is very, very unique. And the good thing about it, even though the illusion may appear that our shows is different, but it uniquely comes together because each one of us is doing a great service Okay, so definitely take time to show your divine love and support. So now I want to share another rule. And this rule is, and faithfully you are writing this down, okay? This rule, again, this is a unified or universal law rule, not man or mankind's rule, right? It says that if you help or assist, which is a better word, enough people to get what they need and want, then again, it's mandated, and this is another key word, it's mandated that other people have to assist you to get what you need and want, okay? Now, there's a lot of people who's not playing by this rule. They end up playing man and mankind's rule. And we all know that if we deal with man and mankind and how things have been going for such a long time, it's been one-sided. They haven't been equal freedom, justice, and equality for all people. We know that's not true, especially right here in America, one of the greatest countries here on Mother Earth. Okay? But we have to change that. All of us who's listening, who's tuning in to We Will Away You tonight on this advancement of the game of life, we have to change that, y'all. And again, there's nothing wrong with your faith. But again, there's a saying that faith without works is dead, right? So you can have faith all you want to. And again, like I said, Magic Man ain't got no issue with that. But you have to put some action behind it. Okay? That's where the works come in at. Okay? So having said that, man, I'm fiending to hear what the Hall of Fame class of 2019 is going to put on next. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
So Jake from State Farm, you're saying you don't have to look like me to get the Patrick price?
No. State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates.
Man, he'll grow back, I promise.
I can't believe I did this.
At least you got the Patrick price. My bad.
When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm in the bright.
These tunes tonight, DJ Olasky, the Honeybee. Wow, class of 2019. Welcome back, We Will Aware You Listening audience. And I want to share a tidbit, drop these keys through this eluded time. I want you to really, really think about something. Faith-based community, it has been said many times that faith will move mountains, and indeed it will. But again, works is the action word. That's the action word. That means that it will, if you help do something to move it. Sometimes you might have to get a chisel. Sometimes you might have to get a lot of people to work together. You might have to come at it in different angles. But it's going to take some serious work, y'all. And again, we have caller number two in queue. So caller number two, please state your name and where you're calling from.
All right, we'll come back to caller number two at this time. Caller number three on the line right now with Willie Buckatoon, and We Will Wear You right here on the Dynasty.
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Actually, I can feel you more than I can hear you. My mother's sister, do you know, man, you know, you're trying to break the neck. Woo! Got to get a grip. You know, well, you trying to make Magic Man catch the ghost holy up here, mother, sister, Bessie. Is that what you trying to do to old Magic Man tonight?
Yes, you know, I was just calling in to support you. I love your message, and I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
Man, your words is like music to my ears. I mean, wow. Thank you so much. And again, I feel you more than I hear you. I love your tone, don't get me wrong. But as energy beings, that's what Magic Man is really, really have been doing my best for almost 4 years. I want us to get to the point where we start start to feel each other again, especially as us as soul people, right?
Yeah.
There was a time that we could feel when one of us, one of our family members or whatever, was in a need. It could have been some assistance for a light bill or a place to lay their head at night.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that not only assisted to make us, but it allowed us to survive to some of the most hellish conditions that you can imagine. And any people throughout this great planet have also used that unified law rule. Otherwise, none of us would be here to survive. Thank you so much, Mother Sister, for, wow, like I said, you look so much like my mother as she continued to travel on. Thank you so much for pressing that one. Before you go, I also, well, you know, I heard the good news. I heard it through the grapevine, but if you don't mind, would you mind sharing with the listening audience how they can show their divine love and support for one of our greatest?
You know, I don't know. Just tune in to my show. I'll be back on, I believe, the 26th. And I just wanted to say, Brother Hooney, when you have a person around you crying out for help, try to listen, people. You know, nobody is perfect on this planet, but we all are suffering in the world in different ways. But I just ask that look at the people around you. And if you see that their actions are changing, their moods are changing, reach out to them.
Please. Outstanding. Outstanding. Wow. Love you. Love you, Mother Sister Desi.
All right. Love you too, brother.
All right. This is the point of We Will Aware You, as I like to call it, joint adventures. This is where I encourage all of us who's tuned in to We Will Aware You tonight is to share, especially if you're a real player, y'all, not just a pawn in this game of life, but if you're a real player, you're able to make moves and you was able to use certain strategies that enable you to survive. If you don't mind, come on and interact with the Magic Man and press that one. And share with me and as well as the rest of the listening audience about certain things that you was able to do. You ain't got to be specific about who you assisted or whatever. But I want you to be very direct, whether the feeling that you got that somebody needed you, okay, whether it was a message that you got, right, because what I want to do is use the main instrument, which is our body, which is the real holy temple, y'all. That's another key point. In regards to whatever building that you go to, as far as congregational prayer or whatever, right? Make no mistake about it. The real holy temple is the physical body. Okay? So I definitely want us to know that, man. So there's another caller in queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, yes. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Antrina Valentina, and I am calling from Fresno, California.
Wow, what a blessing. A divine blessing. We will aware you listening to the audience. Y'all got to know, especially those who have supported Magic Man for almost 4 years. This young lady here, as I like to call her, the goddess, right, who not only teamed up with me and is part of the archive, states the DJ Olasky, in the digital age in which we're at. We actually did spellcasting part 1 and 2, and we're about ready to queue up and do a spellcasting part 3. So the goddess Antrina, if you don't mind, share with the listening audience, because I know you got a lot of things that you're working on. You have products and you have all kind of things like that. So if you don't mind, let the We Will Aware You audience know who and what you are.
Yes, yes, good evening, you guys. It's 7:16 here, so it's probably, 10-something over there, maybe? I don't know. But I want to say hi to everyone. Shout out to Huni for having me here. And definitely shout out to my mentor forever, forever, ever, DJ Oladski, who's always a pleasure working with. He used to have me cracking up. But anyway, he used to have me crying on the show. But yeah, I am entering the Valentina. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I do a lot of cover tunes. Before the pandemic, my plan was to get together the Entering the Valentina band, and it didn't come to fruition yet. There's been a lot of separation and degrees going on, so I've been doing something else, and I took up a new sport. So to add on to my boxing and my tennis, I took up pole dancing, and so I've been doing it a minute now. Really enjoying it. Shocked a whole lot of people because they didn't believe that I would actually do something or be capable of doing such. But I have been. I've been enjoying myself. Being that we're quarantining right now, I have two poles in my house now, and so I'm able to work out and stay in shape. And I host a show on Wedset Wednesdays. It's on Blog Talk Radio, and it's at 8 p.m. from 8 to 10. And I basically highlight all the dancers in the community. So you can follow a lot of them on Instagram and on YouTube, and everything is Poetry and Pole Talk. So we do have Central Spoken Word, and then we have some of the dancers call in or tune in, trying to make that live and so everybody can show their skills and, you know, have a good time like that. I'm also the owner of Kiss Baoshun, and Kiss Baoshun creates coffee bean-infused body glazes and foot muds. And, yeah, that's, I've been pretty busy, but I've been safely following through and wearing my mask, so, you know.
Yes, yes, and thank you so much for being the blessing that you are. And O&E, make no mistake about it, the tone of voice that you just heard is an O&E Syndication Station alumni host who not only tabled some of the greatest shows while she was here with us, but the great thing about it, in this digital age, we still have those files, and this goddess is still with us. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to Spellcasting Part 3 real soon, and we'll definitely talk off air for that. Show your divine love and support for her, okay? All right, so thankfully you'll tune in to the rest of the show. Thank you for blessing me, and there's another caller in queue. So caller, the next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, indeed. Who am I speaking with? Yes,
and
yes, yes, indeed.
Love, love
who am
life,
I speaking
man.
With?
You know this voice. Hi, me is you.
Oh, well,
me,
you know,
me.
I know. Well, you know, I know. Ladies and gentlemen,
we
this is
me.
My phenomenal brother-in-law. Yes, 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 man. That,
yeah.
You know, I prayed many nights, man, for we would aware yeah. you to hear you, to hear your tone of voice, man. So thank you so much for coming on and showing your brother some divine love and support tonight, man. Hey, Phenom,
yeah,
you know this game of life, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, I'm listening.
In this
to
game
you,
of life, I know that as a real player that you are. If you don't mind, yeah. share with the listening audience, man, and let them know some of the rules of this game that they never even heard of, man. And I know that you're capable of doing that. So if you don't mind, do us the honors.
Oh, he said. Game of life that they don't even know. Man, it's too much to even pinpoint at one point. But basically, it was a part of what I was saying on my own live before you went in, and then you came in here and you said the game of life, and I was like, that's the only thing I missed, was to say, you know, this is all a game. This is all an illusion. This is all kind of like make-believe. Like, this is really a movie, and you have people out here that are actually playing a part. And just like in a movie, you have superstars, you have co-stars, you got extras, you may even have an extra that has a little line to say. you know? So in this game of life, man, you have to recognize that and see that you're always on the screen. And I think that's the reason I put that to advocate to say that's the reason why a lot of people put on a lot of boasting, bragging, ego, and styling and profiling, as we would say. You know what I mean? Because everyone wants to play the game of life. But you don't know, when we made that word game of life, it meant that you was in the game, see? You was out on the corners hustling. You was a pimp or hustler. Something. You was a part of that. You was a part of that environment that attracted people. At the same time, was a big distraction. And that's what's taking place in life today. You know, with this game of life, a lot of people are allowing themselves not to be a player in the game and getting played. And a lot of players turned into lanes, you know what I mean, that on the sideline now being distracted, watching the game. And
That's outstanding. In other words, like playing, being a pawn instead of the player who's actually moving the other pieces that's on this game, or as the chessboard of life, as they say. You get what I'm saying? Some
right.
people just
chess
pawns and just put there.
The chess, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Man, I love you,
right,
man.
Right.
I love your energy. Phenom, you know what I want you to do, man? Thank you so much for pressing. Now, I know this is a work that we started, We Will Away, your listening audience. We started this. Originally, it was a conference call, believe it or not. And
right.
I thank you,
your
my
show.
Phenomenal
yeah.
brother-in-law, for being a real player, man,
man,
and being there for me many different times during my time of need. And that's another rule I want to share before our next break. And unified law, that's another rule that
sure.
we mandate. When you get to the point where you're ready to give up on one hand, like I said earlier, that's a turning point on the other hand, right? And some of us,
right.
like I said earlier, I want us to feel each other. I don't want you just to hear the Magic Man Haru tonight,
right.
or any of my special guests who
right.
come on. I want us to get to the point where we're feeling each other. When we feel
right.
that something is not right, man, I ain't heard from so-and-so. I got to go check on this person here. You get what I'm
right.
saying? There was a time
exactly.
that we used to go to them and don't expect them to come to us. And I think my phenomenal brother-in-law, as well as my sister, my twin spirit sister, right?
Right.
I thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for being there for me during my time of need, as you are now. We're going to take another break. Phenom, don't go nowhere, man.
I'm
I want you to tune in. I know other callers is trying to get through, right? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and continue in putting out some of these rules in this game of life that a lot of people have never even heard of. So, DJ Olansky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Wow.
I can't stand this living all alone.
Man, I want y'all to listen to it. I know I got another call in, too. That's one of the most soulful singers that we had during our time. And I think, all in all, that DJ Olasky had the audacity to do this for me tonight. I know I'm enjoying it, and I know you, the listening audience, is also enjoying it. Okay? Tonight, we're listening to the soundtrack of our lives provided by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Class of 2019, broadcasting DJ Enshrine the Honeybee Olasky for our vocalist, our soul vocalist, Queen Legend, the great Phyllis Hyman. Absolutely beautiful, y'all. That Philadelphia sound and like she was just saying on that last track that DJ Olasky played for us. She was trying to say in so many words, y'all. And you would think all the people that was in contact with her, not just us as fans, but people that was really close to her, former lovers, former boyfriends, whatever, even though I know that she dealt with abuse. And that's something, like I said many times before, we, as melanated men as well as all men, we have to get a grip and handle that. You know, regardless of how frustrated we get, we got to get to the point where we don't take it out on our loved ones. And got to be man enough to say that we're sorry. So anyway, the next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasted in Shrining, Honey Bakatun, on your 63rd O&E syndicated station, all-time connection record, and your second all-time O&E Hall of Champions. Congratulations, Honey Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. Haru. How are you tonight?
Thank you so much. Always better to hear your tone of voice. We were the way you're listening, audience. This is my spiritual daughter. We have a way to adapt and adopt each other, okay? And I give thanks to what you brought for all of us to the listening audience. It really, really touched my heart. I want We Were the Way You're Listening audience to know, as I have been encouraging, to not just download tonight's, but I want them to download what you shared last night, as well as the other sisters, the women of God that was up there with you. Let the We Were the Way You audience know about you, your show, and how they can support some of your other endeavors, if you don't mind.
Wow. I am Angela. I am the host of Walk in Purpose with Angela here on Damon Network. I am a part of the Damon Network umbrella under O&E Dynasty. Of course, I am the founder of ALAC and Aspiring Authors Magazine. And my desire is just to let people know that they have purpose, that they wouldn't just drop out of the sight of what they see and what's going on, that they have purpose and they have to discover inside of them, tap into the inside of them so they can discover why they're placed here. That's why I'm here. I thank you for this show tonight.
Outstanding.
I thank you for what you're doing.
We're doing our best, and I give thanks to O&E and all in all for you being here. We were the way you're listening, audience. You have just heard the tone of voice. You know me as a master sound therapist. It's all about tones and voices and vibrations and things like that, right? She is the commissioner for us here at O&E, syndicated stations. And I give thanks to everything that you have done for me, my interviews, the constant support, and even adopting me as your spiritual father. Thank you so much. If you don't mind, tune in to the rest of the show, and we have another caller in queue, I believe. DJ Olasky?
Yes, indeed.
Caller.
DJ
Olasky.
There we go.
Well, how y'all doing this evening?
Wait a minute. Is this the tone of voice who I think it is?
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know, I got my eyes closed, and I actually feel your soul tonight, sir. Thank you so much. But for some of the people who don't know your tone of voice, if you don't mind,
introduce yourself to some and reintroduce yourself to others. This is Hatun Bakatun, homeboy from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. My name is Troy Reed. How's everybody doing this evening?
Yes, indeed. The deacon and the man of God. Thank you so much. How are you and Mrs. Reed doing? I know y'all just celebrated something. Was it? It was a delivery day. And say this on air.
Yep.
Happy birthday or belated birthday now to you and your beautiful wife. And thank you so much for being my very special honored guest on my last We Will Aware You show about 30 days from tonight. So you definitely want to. Speaking to the people who's tuning in tonight for the first time or my regular supporters, you definitely want to download that. That definitely was heartfelt. So as being a real player, and you know I know you. I know you better than most, and you know me outside of social media, right? As being
right.
a real player in this game of life, words of encouragement, man of God, what do you want to be able to share with the listening audience tonight? I'm going to put it on pause, and if you don't mind, share something that I know all of us will be able to feel, okay?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to speak of myself. And know your role. When you choose a role, you got to play that role well. I chose to be a Christian, so I have to play that Christian role well, you know. People are now watching me in a different role. They're not watching me in a street role anymore. They're watching me in a Christian role. And if I'm in church and I'm praising the Lord and I'm giving the Lord a hallelujah, but then when I'm out in the streets, you see a different side. So now I got to be careful because people are affected by my actions. And I want to be positive to people now. Because I call myself a Christian, so I got to do the Christian thing. And if they see me, and I can't handle situations, then they can say, well, how can I be a Christian, and he can't handle what he's going through? So I have to, you know, when situations come, I got to be that positive Christian and handle it in a way that Jesus would want me to handle it. People are watching. And if you call yourself a Christian, understand that people are watching you. And you're really responsible for their lives because what you do may change their life or it may hinder their life. You see what I'm saying? So if you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian or the Most High, then you got to hold yourself accountable of how other people see you and respond to you.
Outstanding. Outstanding words from the man of God himself. You know, I love you with the heart and soul of me and appreciate the divine love and support that you have shown me for well over 35 years. That's saying a lot in this day and time with so many people that have not only lost faith in whatever, even though that our lives appear, and like I say, that's the illusion. I say that many times. Appear to have went in different directions, but we both have a divine purpose. And what's so unique about it, one of the greatest commandments, even a lot of people try to say that, you know, the Old Testament and things like that, all of that is outdated. And that's not true, y'all. The Lord and Savior by any name, talking to those of us who as Christians, right, followed those laws. And he asked or was asked, what was the greatest out of all the commandments? It's about love the Lord thy God with all your strength and all your might. So what was the second? And that you love each other. Those are some of the things that we got away from, y'all. If we can turn things around, we can do this. The man of God, like I say, I have nothing but divine love and support for you. Love you with the heart and soul of me. Thank you for all that you do as I continue to support you and you support me, and we just do what we are sent to do, okay? We have another caller in queue, so if you don't mind, the next caller in queue, state your name, where you call us from.
Well, you true friend, will a guy. What's up, Captain America? You know he black, man.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed he is. Will a guy. How you doing tonight, sir? A real true player in my biggest, smallest tournament board.
Hell, I'm just chilling. Matter of fact, I want to apologize to every – on the Damon Network host that I haven't called into or got too obligated with other stuff to call into, so I'm going to try to make it part of my being to make sure I call in. Angela, I missed you yesterday, and I want to speak because you had some ladies on there dropping the bomb. And, you know, I be doing too much. Everybody got me doing everything, especially WIP. That boy got me making a new song for Carson Wentz about being traded. So, Angela Cataldi, I give him some real love, man. But what you just said about love, And the other thing about this this fake system out here that got us captivated, I just looked at something just now on Fox 29 News, and they talking about the Tuskegee Airmen. And I said, wow, they put them out there for Black History Month, but they're not telling anybody the real truth of how they gave them what they gave them to make sure they could fall short as a test. And then the other crazy part is we being tested now. But why is it that there is not one Black news station that is live as Channel 3, 6, and 10, like one of the main sources, not something on BET or stuff like that, even though we created history with all the stuff we've been doing? Why are we going to have the authority to keep it funky?
Man, that's a very good question, Will of God, and we are doing our best to answer that. Hey, before you go, I want We Will Aware your audience to know that you are definitely a true player, and I want them to be able to support your show as well, so let them know how they can show their divine love and support for you.
Well, as of tomorrow night, 9:30, I'm going to be a real nut. I'm going to just tell y'all now, so some of y'all going to like me, love me, or leave me the hell alone. I'm going all the way in. And I'm going to bring in all these different characters. Like I said, the brother, he loved that boy, Wumpo Stillskin. I'm trying to find out how that boy sounds. So I'm going to bring out Old Head Charlie, White Boy G, and all this other stuff. But my topic, and my show is tomorrow night, Friday night. It's called Too Terrible, Will of God. But my topic, so I can make it so relevant, so everybody can say something. I don't give a darn what you say or how you say it. Just, you know, let everybody just push the button one and let's get it. My topic is, what would you do or say if you had a chance to speak freely and say absolutely anything you want, how would it sound? Oh, my God. Now, I got a lot of brothers going to drop some knowledge. And I'm going to, you know, drop knowledge at the same time and act a fool. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming out here, and we've been captivated with the dummy. And they are really making it simple-minded too, but the dummy's really going around the world. And if y'all don't see what's going on, that ain't my problem. You might have to figure out or just pray. pray. I'm trying to tell you.
I feel you. I'm really, really feeling what you're saying. O&E listening audience, this is one of the founders, one of the people who laid the building blocks of what we have today at O&E. There wouldn't even be a Huni Baka tune with some of the greats that was here before me. So I definitely, when I say I got divine love and respect for one of the greatest gifts of our time, Will of God definitely have a divine gift because he had that comedic side, very, very talented. And that's part of the things that we need. With the divine gift that Will of God have, it reminds me how the Creator was seeing a Richard Pryor or a Robin Williams, some of the greats, you know, Red Fox, Miles Mabley. Some of us have uncles. I got one that's called Big Daddy. Shout out to Big Daddy, right? Something very special about the comedic mind. And I'm going to get a little more into that. But what I want to do now is bring on my favorite DJ, as well as the rest of us who's tuning in tonight. DJ Olasky, if you will, sir, how about some Ngozi time?
Are you just going to stare at her? It was weird. Good weird. She tasted like...
sometimes when you run into something, you might need State Farm. And, of course, tonight, thank you to State Farm Insurance for sponsoring our show tonight. We will wear you right here on these O&E stations. And, of course, congratulations to Huni Bakatun on his 63rd O&E syndicated station all-time connection record, second all-time in the O&E Hall of Champions. And tomorrow night, right here on these O&E stations, we have Mr. Willigod, who you have just heard, Too Thorough by your true friend, Willigod, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, come on now. Damon Network has advertised the O&E versus O&E and goes the enterprise and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as in Gozy Prime Time 1 at damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both at Twitter and Instagram, O&E and Gozy at Pinterest and Google+. O&E Malayo and Gozy at Facebook as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? O&E. That goes for my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, O&E Malay Wayne Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, Willigod Show will be sponsored by Aflac Insurance, and, of course, we are also on Pinterest. We are also on TikTok. And, of course, don't forget, folks, I'll be giving my master class on broadcasting. If you want to be a CEO, you want to be a great broadcaster, you want to know how it is to be one of many that has gotten to legendary status, $99.99, okay? My course is $99.99. All you got to do is reach me at lbeverly17@gmail.com. And, of course, now, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020, Mr. Huni Bakatun. He will lead us out. Peace, y'all.
Yes, indeed. And some of y'all think Magic Man actually forgot the other part of this advancement. No, I didn't. The other part of this advancement was take control or continue to be controlled. People underestimate the power of the self that have to take that lonely walk. Ain't nothing wrong with taking that lonely walk, y'all. Most of the people who have received a calling, right, was all alone and didn't have another person that was there to witness it. But they end up being some of the greatest people that you can imagine. Don't be afraid to take that walk, y'all. But I don't want you to feel so lonely that you feel like there's no one out there that you can't reach out to during this time of need. But this lonely walk I'm talking about, each one of us as individuals, we can only lean on the understanding of somebody else up to a certain point. Each one of us is supposed to grow, right? They try to say that we're born, but no. We're actually grown from one stage to another. That's a key point right there. Life is about growth, y'all. And in growth, sometimes we experience all kind of pain in this game called life, right? There's a lot of joys as well. But don't let the pain become so overbearing that it start to overtake you and cause you to doubt yourself, your people, and each other. Those of us who I refer to as soul people, we're at our best when our back is against the wall. We was able to make a way when ways was constantly being blocked. Some people called it the Underground Railroad. Some people called it the Chitlin Circuit, right? But in regards to however you coined it or however you called it, we was at our best when our back was up against the wall. And we was at our best when we didn't wait for someone to come tell us that they needed our assistance. We was already there. This is our time to be that type of people again. If you want to make real change in this world, and I know we're all capable of doing that, first we have to stop playing other people's wicked game that got them in a position of power that they don't want to let loose. We can do this, y'all. But we got to stop playing their game and start mandating certain rules that Magic Man Haru did my best to share tonight. It's called unified law, commonly known as universal law. that's mandated, that when we get our mind set that enough is enough, change has to happen. And that change has to start with each individual self. Some of us who's tuning in tonight or might be listening to this show when it's archived haven't got to the point where they're really, really upset enough. They really aren't angry enough, because that's the state that you have to get to that's going to mandate you, each one of us, myself included, to make that change. We can do this if we start playing. As always, I give thanks to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, we'll be back again 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.